Blog Talk Radio.
Just
Even when it hurt him the most, he still had faith in his God. But he lift his voice and declare, the
The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians 5 and verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you for this day, thanking you for our Bible study. We're thanking you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and those who participate. We're thanking you for our pastor who so diligently teaches and the word so that we can understand it, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks, and we're just thanking you for the word of God, and thank you that the word teaches us that we have to be a glorious church, and that we are the church. And Lord, we just give you praise for knowledge, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. You said you would keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and by your stripes we are healed. And so, Father God, we're just going to stand on the word of God no matter what comes our way. And we're just giving you thanks because we know all things work together for our good. And we just want to continue, Lord, to grow and learn more and more how to be spiritual and to live spiritual and be that glorious church that we have been studying about. Lord, have your way. We bind up anything and everything and try to come up against anyone on this broadcast, against our pastor, and continue, Lord, to have your way in our lives. Let us receive this word into the lining of our heart, that it would not depart. We give you praise and we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bell, from Akron, Ohio. We truly appreciate that word of prayer, and we put ourselves in agreement with that as well. This week, we're going to talk quite a bit about the church. Again, I can't leave the church because that's who I am. So when we're talking about the church, I want y'all to catch this piece of revelation. When you're talking about the church, you're talking about yourself.
All right. Say that.
When you're talking about the church, you're talking about yourself. So you got to be real careful what you say about the church and how you say it. I'm talking about Christ Church. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The glorious church. Huh?
Yeah.
The body of Christ. So,
yeah.
If you're not perfect, then the church is not perfect. Hello, somebody. So it's important that you understand there is a true church And that's what we're going to be focused on this week, about the true church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we left off yesterday, well, Pastor, she brought it up, the importance of making sure everyone understand the true church. And 1 Corinthians 3:19, 1 Corinthians 3:16, and 1 Corinthians 6:19. These are going to be part of our foundational scriptures, but we're going to focus on truth. So, yeah, I'll just say this with those scriptures in mind. Just remember the church, and then we'll get into the true church. Remember what the true church is. The church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. The church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the persons of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. Let us be the church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So I'm going to say that probably every day this week. You write it down, whatever you need, I'll text it to you. Because I want you to have this knowledge. That 1 Corinthians 3, sorry about that. Okay. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, and I thought I throwed another one in there, but either way, 1 Corinthians 3:9 also, because know that you are the building that God wants. You is where God wants to be in. You're His spiritual house, and a holy priesthood who offer up spiritual sacrifice to Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:5. So, and remember, we're labeled together. Now, why is all that important? Because I want to fast forward, and I want to talk about the truth, so we can talk about the true church. The true church. And the only way you're going to understand this is through truth.
Amen.
Not historical truth, not pertinent truth, but Christ's truth. I better say that one more time.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about this week. Christ's truth. See, everybody got their truths, but we want to talk about Christ's truth, because it's Christ's church. She just read that. She just read that out of Ephesians 5. His church is a glorious church. That's what his church is. So we want to talk about the true church. How do I know there's a difference in Hebrews 8, 1 and 2? Well, I mean, we probably could read a whole bunch of that. But just for today, and today only, we want to read the first two verses. Let's see who we got. Okay, we got Evangelist Sharon. Would you want to read Hebrews 8, 1 and verse 2 out of the King James Version?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon. Praise God. In the King James, it reads as follows. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the Son. He has such a high priest who is set on our right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen.
Hallelujah. And from the Message Bible, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
In the old Jewish system, the priest was chosen only from the tribe of Levi, and the sacrifices were offered daily on the altar for forgiveness of sin. Probably could read that over there in Hebrews 7, 12 through 14. I just wanted to get a little undergirding here. So the system would not have allowed Jesus Christ to be preached. Boy, that is just so awesome. Just like the system wouldn't allow you as a female to preach or declare the word of God. But because we're new creatures, we're on a different system. We're no longer male or female. We're new creatures.
Hallelujah.
That's what this is about. We're in a spiritual realm. So therefore, you're able to declare this word. So because Jesus was from the tribe of Judah, but his perfect sacrifice ended all needs for further priests and sacrifice. In other words, we don't need another priest. See, a lot of these preachers, they set up ministries as priests. They may not use priests, but when you study what they're doing, that's what they're doing. And you can really get into that by doing your research with the Old Testament. This week, we're going to talk about a lot of truths, but we're going to talk about Christ's truth. And so let's start with, I'll tell you what, to show you, because we're still dealing with the church and the truth. So go to Acts 7:38. I'm going to go ahead and get that out of the way. Acts 7:38.
Okay. In Acts 7:38 in the King James, it reads as follows. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracle to give unto us. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, this is the Moses who stood between the angel speaking at Sinai and your fathers assembled in the wilderness and took the life-giving words given to him and handed them over to us, words our fathers would have nothing to do with. Amen.
Now, actually, the Jews originally thought that this prophet was Joshua, but Moses was prophesying about the coming of the Messiah, that this day right now would happen over there in Deuteronomy 18:15. So Peter also quoted this now over there in Acts 3:22. So here's what's going on. When Stephen used the word church, translated as assembly, to describe the congregation of the people of God, he was talking about the church in the desert. Now, why somebody asked, well, why is that so important? Because he wasn't talking about no church in no building.
All right.
Do your research. And I guarantee you my research is better than yours. Guarantee you. He's not talking about no building. He's talking about the congregation of people of God in the desert. So this would mean the called out ones. It was called out from the religious world and was used by the first century Christian to describe their own community or assembly. So, but they recognized that they were called out. We'll get into that later on this week, especially in the book of Galatians 3 and Hebrews 2 and 2. What I want us to focus on is truth. This is Christ's church, and I can run all kinds of scriptures on you, but I think you all have had enough this week or this past 2 weeks to know that the church, Christ's church, is different than man's church. So when you read Hebrews 8, he's the minister of the saints, your way. Christ.
Yeah.
He is the church he built was not by man. That is the truth. How do I know that? In John 14:6, St. John 14:6, I'll give y'all some scripture. We may not go over them today, but we will be going over them this week. John 14:6, because I want you to see what truth is. Truth is in Christ, and you can't plant lies and get truth. Because God put something in the world that he calls seed. And every seed has to produce of its own kind. And then he boxed himself in by saying in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you sow truth, you're going to reap truth. And you know, I know I'm taking y'all kind of fast today, but let me tell you this. Because God has got this in my spirit. People are sowing to the flesh. They're going to reap from the flesh. So you going to church, you got to reap from going to church. That's what you're going to reap from. Because that's not spiritual. You do understand that, don't you? That's not spiritual. So when you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap from the spirit. You keep sowing to the church, to the flesh, that's what you're going to reap from the flesh.
All right.
Yes, your name is going to be on the roll. Yes, you're going to get the benefit that that church offers, but that don't have nothing to do with your eternal life. So don't get that twisted.
But it's
a lot of people come out, oh, I go to church. Well, you got to reap from that. You got to reap from that, brothers and sisters. You can't switch over and say, oh, I want eternal life. You're not sowing toward eternal life. You're not sowing toward it.
Have mercy.
But you can't reap from it. You can't reap from it. The truth. I'm talking truth now.
Yes, yes.
God's word can't lie. You can't plant tomatoes and look for okra.
Amen.
Sorry. You changed your mind. You wanted banana. Well, what did you put in the ground? So you go into church, you can't reap eternal life because that's not what you sow. See, people on this broadcast, we're sowing to the spirit. So what that means, divine cleanness, right? We got to reap from the spirit. Pretty plain. In John, the Gospel of St. John, 14th chapter and 6th verse, read as...
Yes, and the King James reads as follows. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. Amen.
Amen.
So go to church all you want to. You got to come through Christ.
Yes.
You got to start sowing to Christ.
Amen.
This is one of the most basic and important passages of Scripture. How can we know the way of God? Only through Jesus, because he is the way. He is both God and man. By denying our lives with his life, we are united with God. We trust God. Trust God, you gotta trust Jesus. You can't trust Jesus without trusting God. You can't trust God without trusting Jesus. And if you trust Jesus, then you're going to put your faith in him and do what the Word of God says.
Amen, amen.
Pretty plain to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, now, I mean, look at this. Look at the scripture like this. Jesus has to take you to the Father.
Yeah. Amen.
He ended up taking, he took Peter, the disciples. He said, who the man says that I am? And he took him to the Father. And Peter said, oh, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, that's how you got that.
Yeah.
God has to give you this, who the true church is, because Christ is the truth. He's the real truth.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about Christ's truth. You know, everybody got their truth, but we want to talk about Christ's truth. Forget my truth, your truth, this some truth. How about Christ's truth? So this week, we're going to be studying Christ's truth. Because
Amen.
Through Christ's truth, you will learn who the true church is.
Amen.
You can say all day long, well, I know. But if you know, you do. That's how I know you know, because you do. When you don't do, you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
So we're going to be dealing with the true church, which is an organism and not an organization. It's alive. It's a living thing. The church
mm-hmm.
is alive, brothers and sisters. Some people,
Amen.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and we'll get into this maybe this week, because they had a question about the second coming. I said, man, Christ already came back. Didn't you read the
mm-hmm.
scripture on the other day? He's going to come and make his abode with you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're going to come and make their abode with you. What you want? He's here now. He's present.
Uh-huh.
He made it back. The first time he came, he died.
Mm-hmm.
So if he
yes.
didn't come back this time, there is no resurrection.
Mm. All right.
Think about it. Think about it for a minute. You got to process that. Just don't flip it over your head. Process that. He was
mm-hmm.
he was prophesied that he was going to come the first time. Boom, he came. How was he going to come? Through a Virgin Mary. Isaiah 7. Boom, he came. He came. Then he was prophesied
mm-hmm.
that he was going to come the second time. But it was going to be in the spirit. See, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, that's the truth there, brothers and sisters, but people can't see it. And I'm going to tell you why. And we'll read this scripture right quick. Because from Matthew's, where is that? Matthew's, that's 7:14. From Matthew 7:14, that's what I'm thinking it is. Because I want you to know, everybody ain't going to see this stuff, brothers and sisters. Because they're not focused there. Their focus is not there. It's not in the spirit. It's in the flesh. And they'll never see it like that.
Have mercy. In Matthew 7:14, in the King James, it reads as follows. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the way to life, to God, is bigger and requires total attention. Amen.
Yeah. See, that's what Isaiah was saying. They got ears and they can't hear. They got eyes and they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Their heart ain't feeling it.
Amen.
So you want to be part of the true church. When I tell you there's one church, people will argue and debate that. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, right now, please get this revelation. That, that's why you got to beware of false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come to you in sheep clothing. We've seen that. But see, we're waiting for something to come now. No, you need to go back and do your research. It already happened. We've been practicing a lot of things that was false. A lot of what we was practicing wasn't true. But like that
mm-hmm.
Santa Claus thing. How many years did you practice Santa Claus?
Mm.
Coming out of chimney. And you didn't have no chimney. Telling your kids that lie. I mean, can you practice talking about my church? You don't have no church. But then again, you probably do. It's just not part of Christ's church. You got to be able to distinguish the difference. Because
yes,
there's a lot
yes.
of false prophets.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, and you got to beware of this. Why? Because narrow gates, remember, and the road that leads to life are full of trouble. Only a few, I don't know, I mean, how many a few is, I don't know that number, but only a few people that's going to find it. And that's truth right there. Mm-hmm. So this week we're going to be dealing with the true church. Get your pencil and paper, because we got a lot of scriptures for you to research and study on your own, and let the Holy Spirit work with you and give you some more revelation so you can bless all of us here.